Governor Snyder's mantra of relentless positive action hit a great big pothole this week. Negotiations over elusive road funding plan hit what the governor's calling an impasse when Democrats refused to agree to an income tax cut. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us now. And your column today, Daniel, makes a pretty fine point that our state reps can sit in session all night long to get rid of a couple of philandering Tea Partiers. But here you have voters all over Michigan screaming, fix the dang roads, and they can't do it.
No, and I think one of the main reasons they can't is typical partisan wrangling over things like the income tax, and Republicans particularly worried about if they don't move on the income tax, they're going to get primaried. And let's remind people, we're not too far from another election year. You know, it's October of 2015, and next year is an election year, both nationally and the state level. And I think that's going to be factoring into how people behave.
As you say, the Republicans can wind up snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
You know, they are in control here. They're in control of the executive branch and the legislative branch. And now's the time to try and get something done here. And the sooner they get it done, the more likely I think it is that voters will focus more on the solution than on how they did it.
Does some of this play into the personality of Governor Rick Snyder? I mean, he's a Republican. It's his party is in control in both Senate and House, and it's not happening.
Fabulous, fabulous question. Yes, I think it does. I've been watching Rick Snyder and I've known him for quite some time, and I don't think he has a real taste for the political horse trading that goes on in a situation like this and needs to go on. And nor, I think, does he have much of a taste for muscling legislators. And it's harder to do that when you have people that are term limited and they're not going to be in those jobs for a very long time. He might be able to do that and be more effective at it if, you know, those people have been there for a while and their entire political makeup is tied up into their chairmanships or their leader being the majority leader or being the speaker. Putting it more simply, I think the members of his own party don't fear him in the legislature.
I was going to say, somehow I don't think this would happen with John Engler.
No, I don't think it would have, because he was a guy who was a career legislator. I came of age, I believe, I'm sure somebody would correct me, but I believe he came of age as a legislator really before term limits became law in the state of Michigan. And he had a different way of operating. And I think you're right. It would that probably wouldn't be happening.
Now, just so we can all kind of press our noses longingly at the window and look elsewhere, you point out our neighbors Indiana and Ohio have managed to do what Michigan can't or won't.
Well, in different ways, yeah. I think the better case is the state of Ohio, which over the last 8 or so years has spent about $1 billion more than Michigan per year on roads, so about $8 billion. And that's under both Republican and Democratic administrations. I think Ohio, I'm a native Ohioan. I've been in Michigan for more than 20 years, but my sense of the politics down there is the Republicans are a little less red and the Democrats are a little less blue than they are here in Michigan. They're a little more closer to the center on both sides, and I think that there's longer and more agreement about continuing certain kinds of things throughout administrations, whether it's investing in infrastructure, whether it's economic development. Some of the economic development programs that they've done in Ohio have survived, created by Republicans, survived Democratic administrations, then been picked up now by the administration of John Kasich, who's running for president. Different kind of thing. I think Indiana's a different case. The deal that they've just put forth relies on bonding, which means that somebody's going to have to pay that money back, and that's not what they're trying to do here in Michigan. I think, to the credit of the Michigan legislature and the governor, they're trying to do something that they can actually pay for as opposed to issuing a lot of debt.
Let's talk about the business angle of this. What is the business message we're sending to the rest of the country and the world by not being able to fix our infrastructure?
Well, I think this is, as you pointed out this morning, I think this is both a symbolic and substantive move, if they are able to do this. Symbolically, I think it shows that the state is willing to do its part and figure out how it can support and improve infrastructure and therefore support business. And substantively, if they're able to do it, shows that they're able to do it. I mean, all you need to do, the easiest way to see the difference is to go down to Monroe and drive into Toledo. I mean, as soon as you cross the state line, it's like a different world. And, you know, my mother lives in Ohio. I drive down to Ohio multiple times a year, and it is a totally different experience. Now, people need to remember that we are sticking out into the largest collection of fresh water in the world. which has a weather and ecosystem all unto itself. And that impacts our roads with the water, the freeze, the thaw. The water of the Great Lakes moderates temperatures and also can make it much more intense, and weather patterns more intense. And that impacts where we are, and we need to account for that. And politically, we've not wanted to account for that.
How do you see this playing out?
Well, I think they're going to ultimately get a deal. I mean, as my colleague Nolan Finley reports also in the Detroit News today, the four leaders were very, very close to a deal. The majority and minority leaders in both houses were very close to an agreement with the governor on this. But it's a question of whether they're able to get people on both sides of the aisle to kind of let go of some of their really partisan objections to the deal that's being proposed. And I'm not quite sure when they're going to do it, but I think they will probably do it.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.